Hey, awesome ones, I'm Bill.
And I'm Heather, and hey, welcome to the Awesome Over 50 Show.
So I was talking to somebody the other day, and he said, I don't know how we got talking about grocery shopping, but and he started telling me that the way that I grocery shop now was the Mediterranean way of grocery. I know, it sounded so wonderful.
I hope the weather is like that when we head over to the grocery shop, but...
Well, I think we have to go to Italy and make sure that we, maybe not. But anyway, and he was explaining to me that about the Mediterranean way to grocery shop and how it's a healthy way, etc., etc. So what you did was you looked it up on Google because I had no idea what he was talking about.
I had no idea. And I said to Heather, I said, what do they mean by that? So we decided to do what everybody does and look it up. So here's the definition I got from Google. Now this is for the Mediterranean way to grocery shop. And it's it says to eat vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds. How do you say this, Heather? Legumes?
Legumes.
Legumes. That's what I said. Potatoes, whole grains, breads, herbs, spices, fish, seafood, and extra virgin olive oil. And of course, it says eat in moderation, which is true. It also says poultry, eggs, cheese, and yogurt. And now it also says don't eat sugar-sweetened beverages, added sugars, processed meat, refined grains. That's interesting. Refined oils, and other highly processed foods. That I understand, the processed foods.
Well, I don't think we're completely Mediterranean because we do have sugar. We've really cut back on our sugar, though, quite a bit. But
well, yeah, it's harder for me. I think I'm making a good dent on it, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we threw out those Mary Mallows, or what are those little, what were they called again? Marshmallow?
Well, they're like mallow cookies with marshmallow. And hey, I'm having withdrawals right now, so let's move on to something else.
I took a look at what you bought, and I said, nope, this is going in the garbage. And you kind of fought it on me, but we have learned that sugar is really a bad thing for you.
And right. Well, we did talk about that not too long ago.
Yeah, and it's kind of addictive to eat these marshmallow, chocolate-covered, no-substance, no-health kind of cookies. But yeah, I must admit, you did throw them out and were making a good dent in them.
Sure.
Let's get back to this Mediterranean kind of shopping. And what I think, as I recall the conversation I had with this fellow, we started talking about the big bulk stores. And I remember, because we had four kids all living at home, we still have four kids, but they're all grown up now. And, we would go to these big bulk stores, and then finally I would look at you and say, you know, why am I buying 40 paper towels?
Well, it's, you know what, Heather, you're right. But it's not just bulk stores. I mean, everybody out there probably goes to their, whatever it's called, they go to that grocery store. And what was happening to us, we were buying four types of meat, chicken, blah, blah, blah. We'd be buying all the vegetables. We'd be buying whatever, breads. And and then, you know, what would happen? Half of it goes bad.
Exactly. Because we're empty nesters now. And instead of living and changing things up as empty nesters, we were now starting to still shop the same way we used to shop when we had four kids. So I'd buy these frozen processed foods and stick them in the freezer, and I would buy enough groceries for, I don't want to come back shopping for another week. So, you know, once you throw asparagus and beans and all this into your vegetable crisper, you're looking at it after 7 days and saying, oh, I forgot to eat the asparagus. Well, let's toss that. What's the point? And we were kind of thinking to ourselves, what's the point? So what I said to you is, okay, you know what? Let's go grocery shopping once a week still. But we have a local vegetable store that's just down the street. And we can go to that little store and get fresh vegetables every other day if we want.
Yeah, and that's the way I like it, because we're kind of eating what we need for the next few days.
Yeah.
Because, Heather, what would happen with us, and maybe this happens to a lot of people out there too, whether you're empty nesters or not, you buy all this food. Part of the problem was we would know what we want to eat for the next few days, But things come up. We get busy. Oh, geez, tonight we're going over to a meeting. We're going, oh, all of a sudden so-and-so called us. Mm-hmm. Our neighbors, maybe they were going over there. And the best laid plans, you know, of our meals every night are gone.
That's very true. Because when you don't have kids sitting at home that you need to look after, you are saying, you know what, I've got to go out to this function. I've got to go out to that function. And maybe you still have some food in the fridge and you're not shopping now for 10 days. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, you know, I hate looking in the crisper after 10 days. It's just a mess. But yeah, that was a really good point. The other thing that happened to us was they opened up this large, it's really a vegetable, organic vegetable and organic meat and fresh cheeses and fresh bakery kind of store. Kind of like a Whole Foods, I guess. And everybody was saying, oh, you got to go to the store. You got to go to the store. And I went to the store and I got to tell you, I'm now addicted to healthy foods.
Oh, it's a great store.
It is. And also what you do now is you go to the local big grocery store,
right.
the chain store, because these stores, they don't sell the toilet paper and the paper towels and the, you know, dishwashing detergent. They don't sell anything
right.
like that. It's basically just healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
So our new way of, I guess you could call it Mediterranean shopping in a way, is that I go to the healthy store and get a limited amount of vegetables, a limited amount of, you know, meat that we can get. And some nice baked goods, maybe some cheeses. And then you're off to the other store to pick mm-hmm. up all the other stuff that we need.
Right,
you know,
right.
And any health goods like soap and toothbrush and all that sort of thing. And then we shop now for maybe, 3 days? Something like that as far as the meats and vegetables are concerned?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Yeah, and then it's great because then all of a sudden after 3 days... Okay, we need some fresh vegetables. We go to the little local guy who also sells meats, but it's such a smaller, more expensive kind of environment there that you can't really shop there every
No, day. And Heather's referring to this smaller little, very small, tiny little fresh vegetable and meat store.
Mom and pop shop.
Yeah, and it's so good there. And what I like about it, Heather, is I love to walk. And it's maybe a 15-minute walk from here. You know, maybe we want some fresh potato salad and some schnitzel or something.
Mm-hmm,
and it's
mm-hmm.
like, oh, this is so good. And because maybe we weren't planning on having it that night.
Yeah, and so that's healthy for you too, doing that little walk. And, you know, there's so many ways that this Mediterranean way of shopping is really helping us. And I think I wanted to do this podcast because I never even really knew what I was doing. And now that I've attached a name to it, it makes me want to shop this way, you know, and be healthy this way for a long time.
You know what I also love about this way of shopping now is we might feel like a certain thing on a certain day.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's in the afternoon, and you say, oh, Bill, how'd you like to have such and such with the fresh tomatoes? And, oh, yeah. Well, then I go on my 15-minute walk to the store, and I get it, and I'm so, it's so comforting.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that it does for us is we don't do as much takeout anymore.
That's another good point.
You know, we're not like, okay, go get some french fries and a hamburger because things are getting late here. We know that they have a ready-made schnitzel. They have their pre-made really fresh salads.
Oh, yeah.
And instead, and maybe we just slice up a fresh tomato
mm-hmm.
instead of getting all of that oily, trans fat kind of food. So, you know, if you've got 4 different kinds of meats in your fridge that you know are going rotten, you're just going to eat those
right.
and or eat the frozen food that's processed. But if you don't have anything left, then you are saying, oh, no, I'm just going to go over there because now I'm in a different headspace. And I think that's what it is. So guess what we're having tonight for dinner, Bill?
I don't know.
We're having a fresh kale salad with walnuts and a vinaigrette. With organic chicken schnitzel.
Ooh, sounds good. It almost sounded like you said fresh killed salad.
No, kale.
Fresh kale salad, yeah.
Something that I never thought I would like, and I'm actually really digging it. And it's so green, and it's so healthy
yeah,
for you.
I you know what? I love it too.
And the nice thing about this salad, it's all freshly made. It's mm-hmm. not pre-packed. The schnitzel isn't coming out from underneath the freezer. It's going to be a good meal. So I guess when you become empty nesters, it's a good idea to buy less frozen, less processed food and, start to eat healthier, walk a little more, as you mentioned, and keep it awesome.
Oh, for sure. Keep it awesome.